Blog Talk Radio.
One moment, please.
Oh, you're there.
Swipe pop.
Welcome to the show, Andre. That's Steve.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
All right, well, we got some news. All right, so we got some big news coming up. On September 28th on Tsunami, there will be a marathon of the soon-to-be-ending, interestingly enough, Dragon and the Elixir Pair. But that's not it. Once Dragon Ball, on the night of Dragon Ball Super finale, this will be the week after Genlock ends. So, yeah, it'll work out. Dr. Stone will have two episodes there after the finale of Dragon Ball Super. But that's not it. On October 12th, One Punch Man Season 2 will be coming to Tsunami. But that's not it. Also on October 12th, we'll be coming the new series, Demon Slayer. So, yeah, that's quite a bit of things going on.
Wild.
In fact, I think I got some lineups to tell you about this movie for the next couple of weeks. Just gonna find them. Oh, yeah, and of course, in not Tsunami yet news, My Hero Academia Season 4 will be getting a Simulacrum dub on the Funimation such. Alright, the time for Demon Slayer is still to be announced. But here is the lineup for October 5th. First, you have the Dragon Ball Super finale at 11. Then, two episodes of Dr. Stone at 11:30 and 12. Then, off the rest of it the same. And of course, coming in November will be the last Tsunami immersion event for the next for a long while, according to Jason Marco, the Forge. And yes, the first episode's already available, but there's going to be six. Try to find it in. Jason also says that the next several shows that they'll be announcing over the next month will all be in the top 5 requests for shows for Tsunami. So, that's going to be something.
Yeah. It's good news. Tsunami
all right.
Finally gets
so,
new blood.
Okay. All right. Come on, do it again. All right. Now, let's get to the TV Guide Tsunami Review. That's your TV Guide. If it will. All I've got to do is load. On Dragon Ball Super, Vegeta maintains his determination to defeat Jiren no matter what. On Genlock, the team discovers more about Jen while on the run. On Dr. Stone, the group embarks on a hunt for sulfur and an accidental explosion leads to a fight. On Fire Force, Inferno, Infect. On Food Wars, Sokugeki no Soma, Soma's recklessness lands he and Megumi in hot water as they face off against the magician. On Black Clover, Captain Mariliona announces which knights have passed the exam. On Boruto, Naruto Next Generation, Team 6 are ordered to cooperate with a documentary promoting the Ninja Academy. On River Shippuden, the Akatsuki dispatch an army of powerful beings in the movie and wipes Setsu across the war zone, causing chaos if any of the allied Shinobi forces chain of command. On Voltage Gundam, the origin and the advent of the Red Comet, the Zeon forces overwhelm the Federation fleet and the Battle of Loom comes to an explosive end. On Lupin the Third Part 5, Lupin learns his plan to attack by the traditionalists. On My Hero Academia, during the second test of their exam, the heroes must perform a rescue, and that is your 2-minute main preview brought to you by Snoopy Guide. And now to Steve for the rest of the show.
Okay, thank you very much, Brain. Good evening, everybody. Earlier this week, numerous reports have surfaced of major changes coming for the WWE announced teams as Raw and SmackDown are expected to become established separate brands in October. Aww. As noted, and by the way, that aw sarcastic because, well, this is twice the brand thing has failed. As noted, some of the changes include a focus, actually it should be a refocus, on a two-man booth. Possibility of Michael Cole and Corey Graves switching over to SmackDown when it debuts on Fox, with Graves no longer pulling double duty on both shows. Now, if this does happen, Vic Joseph would head from 205 Live to take over as the lead dog on Raw. Graves currently calls SmackDown with Tom Phillips and Byron Saxon. Now, we have not heard anything on where Phillips and Saxon will end up, but stay tuned for those updates. It is possible that Saxon and Phillips end up on Raw with Joseph in differing areas. Joseph is currently calling 205 Live with Aiden English and WWE NXT superstar Dino Madden, who made his debut this week. Madden is replacing Nigel McGuinness, who is headed to NXT full-time to call the live Wednesday night action with Mauro Ranallo and Beth Phoenix. Also reported and confirmed was Fox's announcement that Renee Young will be hosting a weekly WWE show on FS1 Tuesday nights with possibly Booker T as her co-anchor. The FS1 show would begin in October live from the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles every Tuesday night unless preempted for baseball. And as of late, Booker T has made appearances on WWE TV on the pay-per-view kickoff panels. By the way, for those of you who have not seen the brilliantly done commercial for the Fox SmackDown, we're going to give it to you right now. It's their new anthem, if I may be boldest to say, folks. And if we got it, guys, we do. Well, let's hear it.
Boom drop time for Kofi. With an RKO out of nowhere.
Not bad. We thank the boys and girls over at Fox for giving us the blessing to air that little bit of a clip. And now back to more news. And, wow, this was shot out of left field. This was shot out of left field, but again, bears repeating, Axis TV, it is now internationally known. The folks over at, if we can do that, thank you, boys. Here's a moment to find out the news. As you know, Axis TV has somewhat of a new ownership little deal, not just with Axis TV, but HDNet LLC, that is the parent company. And let me just see if I can find that little musical news. Of course, they are now minority owners. And by they, I mean, oh, who in the hell do I mean? I even forget myself. Damn. Who was it? Who is it? Who there? Who it is? Ah, yes. There we go. I knew one way we would. Impact Wrestling will be, as we said, the new minority owners, Anthem Entertainment, Steve Harvey, will be moving Impact to October 21st, I do believe. So October is going to be busy. Following its October 20th pay-per-view event, Bound for Glory, Impact is moving its weekly pro wrestling show, Impact, to Axis TV. The move was widely expected after Mark Cuban sold his majority stake in Axis to Impact owner Anthem Sports Entertainment early this week. We do not yet have a day in time for Impact. However, I'm beginning to think that the number 4 and October will be making a little dot. Now, Axis is also the home of New Japan Pro Wrestling, and while Women of Wrestling to our Impact will continue to simulcast globally on Impact Wrestling's official Twitch channel. The time slot is coming soon, although rumors have it that they will be debuting the week of the Bound for Glory pay-per-view. As we all know, let's review. Impact left the popular and widely watched Pop Network for the little-watched and little-known Pursuit Channel, an outdoor-focused network that was never the best fit. And here's why. Not only because it's a channel owned by Impact owners Anthem Sports Entertainment, but it was technically available to 35 million homes, while Pop was in the 80 million homes. Axis, by the way, their distribution, 50 million. Now, Impact Wrestling, Ed Norholm, chief corporate shill of Anthem Sports and Entertainment, said that it's a perfect fit for Axis' slate of live sporting events and combat sports content. Okay, that's pretty good. The newest addition to our growing portfolio of media assets that we haven't tried to ruin because we bought a lame-ass wrestling promotion. Axis TV's audience perfectly aligns with our passionate Impact Wrestling fan base. All three of them. And this move increases the reach for our weekly program with distribution in over 50 million homes, none of which are here in Jackson or in Michigan. We cannot ask for a better home and are excited by the opportunities to work with Mark Cuban and Ann Schultz Entertainment Group, our partners in Axis, to bolster Impact Wrestling presence in the market as we continue to deliver action-packed and innovative weekly programming featuring some of the most athletic and gifted stars in wrestling. Why do you do that? Up. In the wrestling industry, Nordholm continued as we try to get this robust thing going here. The history line is, Impact Wrestling started out as NWA TNA. And, wow, are we really buggy here. Come on, get up there. I'll give you the history in a bit. Brian Cage is current Impact World Champion. Other key members of the pro wrestling promotion's locker rooms include Rob Van Dam Rhino, or as we like to call him affectionately, Mr. Mayor, Moose, Eddie Edwards, Sammy Callahan, Rich Swann, Michael Elgin, Gail Kim, Tessa Blanchard, Daya Valkyrie, Tennille Dashwood, Rosemary, Madison Rain, and Sue Young. Impact used to be known as TNA, or Total Nonstop Action. And this may be a good move, but still I would worry. After the announcement was made, 40 people were laid off at Access TV, as Mark Cuban sold his controlling stake to Anthem Sports and to Steve Harvey's group, not mentioned in the press release. Gee, I wonder why. Also, the rumors are hot and the denials are not. Could there be another wrestling promotion to be purchased? Well, apparently Impact Wrestling is eyeing Sinclair Broadcasting Group's Ring of Honor as a possible purchase. Reportedly, if the reports get confirmed and the purchase is agreed upon, both organizations will run independent of each other, but Sinclair will not be owning Ring of Honor. As you know, Sinclair Broadcasting is trying to get on the good side of the big boys over at the Justice Department. As we all know, they just recently got the green light to take the keys from Mickey Mouse and Goofy over 21 of the now former Fox Sports regional networks, a.k.a. Fox Sports Detroit, Fox New York, Fox Prime, Fox Prime Ticket, etc. And also, Sinclair is about 5 weeks away from getting the keys from the folks at Tribune Television Company, now owned by Dexstar. Not legally yet, but still you have to mention them, of coverage of the Chicago Cubs games. As you know, Sinclair and the Chicago Cubs are in bed together with their newest deal maker, their newest regional network called Marquee Sports Network, which will be the home of the Chicago Cubs and possibly the Chicago Blackhawks. That's nice. And also probably the Chicago Bulls, which will leave Chicagoans and free TV sucking wind. Okay, let's keep going on things associated with pro wrestling and entertainment. Come on, boys. Give me some. Come on. This is what happens when you have a laptop that wants to go out on strike. Okay. Got about 10 minutes here. Finally, it awakens. Come on. Get to the menu section of this wonderful thing we call the Wrestling Report. By the way, one thing we neglected to mention in our other show that we do, the Last Call Cafe on Blog Talk Radio, Eddie Money passed away at the age of 70. Hits include Take Me Home Tonight with Let's see. Tick Gnome Tonight. There were a few other hits. I wish I could name them all. But as they say, time does limit us to what we can do. He wrote some great tunes. We will miss him because, let's put it this way, he was truly money in the music bank. And with that said, next week we'll give a proper salut to him that we forgot to do earlier. Former Lucha Underground women's star, or woman star, for those of you who are angling for correctable speaking. Come on, boys. Thank you. Thunder Rosa is set to make her MMA debut with Combate Americas. That's right. Former Lucha Underground star Thunder Rosa signed a multi-fight deal with MMA promotion Combate Americas. It's first reported by Square Circuit Sirens and later confirmed by the four-letter powerhouse celebrating 40 years, ESPN. Rosa, real name is Melissa Cervantes, will be making her debut on Friday, November 8th in San Antonio, Texas, under her ring name. The deal with the MMA promotion is said to be a multi-fight contract. Commenting on the deal, Rosa issued a statement on Twitter, which read, "The news is officially out. I want to thank my family, my team, and my sponsors for believing I can accomplish this huge step in my career. Lord knows if she can do it, CM Punk might rethink returning to pro wrestling. God help us all." We finally found the comment from the newest, hottest heel in professional wrestling, TJP. Impact Wrestling parent company, as we know, Anthem Sports Entertainment, recently made announced they acquired Axis Entertainment. TJP talked about being in the dark about the deal, among other folks, when he spoke to Wrestling Inc. "I don't know that anybody knew at the time that we were at TV because there was no meeting, or maybe they weren't ready to tell everybody yet. Or maybe I just wasn't paying attention. I daydream a lot and am usually not too concerned about details of stuff that isn't something that somebody needs me to do." Okay. "But it's a step in the right direction. I feel their show is about as complete a package as it's ever been, having been there during various stages. This is the best form it's ever been, and I felt their distribution deal was holding them back. Now they have a chance to make up a lot of ground, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity." Perkins joked that with Impact, NJPW, New Japan Pro Wrestling, and Women of Wrestling all on the same network, it's kind of like the non-WWE network. "It's no secret that WWE with NXT and AEW going head-to-head shortly after, TJP was asked if he'd like to see Impact go up against another promotion directly. I don't know. Part of the wrestling fan in me likes the idea of head-to-head competition, but part of me likes the progression approach of exploring all the different mediums that we can present content on. At a certain point, the world that we live in, this wrestling bubble, has gotten so big and it's hard to comprehend what head-to-head competition is anymore," admitted TJP. Now, give me a moment here. And the big question is, what, with all this going on, is going to happen to Impact Wrestling's, thank you guys. La, 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 la. Hopefully I got it right. Nope, I do not get it right. Oh, boy. What the blank is going on? Did I get it right? No, I did not. Hang on, Groupitarians. Yeah, we need OVW Mania. OVW Mania blog. Let's see if we can find that, boys. Come on. Come on. Thank you, Raul. Okay, folks. We have the Wednesday, September 4th, the Fight for Freedom. from OVW, which is now part of the territory of Impact Wrestling. So here we go in the pre-show dark match. Callie Young with Brian Kennison defeated Valerie Vermin. Then, of course, the live broadcast. Tony Bizio and KTD defeated the veteran Apollo and the man Dapper Dan. Then the show began with your announcers Gilbert Corsi, Shannon the Dude, and Ted McNealer. We go first with the television title Gauntlet. Chavo Guerrero defeats Ashton Cove to be the television title champion. He also defeated Chase. He connected with the Three Amigos and defeated Colton Cage with the Frog Splash for the three. Well, Drew Hernandez defeated Chavo Guerrero. Chavo pushed him into the ropes for a roll-up, but Drew holds on and kicks Chavo below the belt behind the ref's back for the un, deux, trois. And Rhino came out, defeated Drew Hernandez. Rhino avoided the charge from Drew and hit the gore for the un, deux, trois, winner and new TV champion Rhino. We had the eight-man tag team match, Legacy of Brutality. The OVW Southern Tag Team Champion Cash Flow and Jay Bradley, along with Big Zoe and Hood Ninja High Zaya with Josh Ashcraft, going up against King's Ransom, Leonis, and Maximus Khan, and the Rock and Roll Express, 110-year-old Ricky Morton, and his sidekick, Robert Gibson, age undetermined at press time. To save you the trouble, the Kings and the Midnight Express won it. Women's title match, Madison Rain took on Megan Bain, winner and still women's champion was Megan. After the match, Rain complains and argues with referee Charlene about the count. Charlene shoves Rain on her butt and flashes her stripes as she walks out. Ooh, there might be a little impact match going on in that one. The Anarchy title match, Amon versus the Warlord of Weird. I thought that was Sin Bodhi. And the winner and still the Anarchy champ is Sin Bodhi. We had the mixed tag match, the Entourage 2.0, Shiloh Jones and DL3 with Big D taking on the Marvelous Show, Mrs. Marvelous and Mr. Marvelous, Melvin Maximus. And the winner was the Marvelous Show. And after the match, Melvin said there's no better time now than now to officially make her Mrs. Marvelous. As he gets down on bent knee, pulls out a ring, and she says yes. The $100,000 ladder match, Nigel versus William Lutz versus Brandon Wolf versus Ace Austin versus Madman Fulton versus the Boy Wonder, Sam Thompson versus Dimes versus the Young Lion, Taylor Matrix, and... let's just get to the meat and potatoes of it. The winner was Sam Thompson, $100,000. Wow. And then finally, the Grudge No Hold Barred Tag Team Match, OVE Shotgun Tony Dunn, and the draw, Sammy Callahan versus Team OVW, Justin Jackson and the Real Deal, and Floyd Jackson and Floyd kicked OVE butt. Yay. And finally, the heavyweight title match, Category 5, Corey Storm versus the Trinidad Titan, Justin Smooth. And winner and still heavyweight champion. The only sad part of this, it was Justin Smooth. You'll be able to see all this action on YouTube in probably about 3 to 4 weeks. And that is that for OVW. And that is it for this very program. Jay, any final commentatables?
And
okay, that's it for us. This has been a presentation. Oh, before we leave, little reminder, with 11 seconds left, don't forget Sports Final. Thanks to OBS Studio, we will be on Facebook Live tonight, 11 o'clock. That's it. For Jay, for me, it's bye-bye. And we'll see you next week for more of this madness. Kill it.